This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're in class with us today. We broadcast 2 hours, Monday through Friday, from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains on Genesis Communications Network. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and I am delighted to be broadcasting with my dear friend Dane Wigington of geoengineeringwatch.org, senior USA Prepares instructor. Brace yourself. What you're about to hear will be unpleasant, often frightening, but absolutely true. It's the alarm. You need to take action. Prepare yourself for what is about to happen. We're talking about the climate. We're talking about geoengineering. We're talking about what is unfolding right in front of our eyes. Welcome, Dane Wigington.
Hello, Vincent. Thank you for your willingness to update on this incredibly dire issue that people, if they understood the gravity of, would certainly make a priority issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Dane, we met on the phone years ago. And correct me if I don't state this correctly, but you have an off-grid system. You generate your own electricity via the sun, and you noticed that your power generation was decreasing in lockstep with what was happening above. And you tied them together, and you realized that the spraying of the skies was reducing the solar radiation that was generating electric power on your, we'll call it reserve, in California. Is that right?
You're correct. You're correct. We have the largest website in the world on the subject of geoengineering. It's called geoengineeringwatch.org. We are non-political. We don't advertise on our website. Our purpose is to make people aware of the fact that governments around the globe, most specifically our own, being that our military is bigger than the next 10 militaries combined, is the single largest participant in climate engineering. But governments around the globe, including governments that we perceive to be opposing governments, U.S., Russia, China, are all colluding and cooperating on climate engineering programs. And for people who think this is just some other issue, I would caution them to consider this. We're talking about a complete interference in Earth's life support systems, programs that destroy the ozone layer, completely disrupt the hydrological cycle, are most singularly responsible for the epic forest burndowns that are happening all over the world, that are triggering feedback loops, that are further fueling climate collapse, programs that are saturating our atmosphere with extremely toxic heavy metals and chemicals, metals like aluminum and barium, primarily raining down through the air column so much metal, it is actually changing the pH value in forest floors and the soils. So how much of that are we all breathing with every breath? And we have lab tests from around the globe to prove this. So of all the challenges we face, of all the issues people are focused on, if we can't inhale without sucking in lungfuls of toxic heavy metal, and we see every human disease associated with these metals going off the scale, if we have programs that are, again, destroying, literally unraveling Earth's life support systems, how much longer will we be here? And Vincent, we've already seen, for example, You know the bees have collapsed, right? You know the colony collapse disorder, correct?
Absolutely. We've been reporting that for years. We're farmers here, and we see it. We absolutely see the bee collapse. No question about it.
Let's use the bees, in fact, the insects as a whole, as a harbinger. But we have tried to sound the alarm for farmers and beekeepers and for nearly a decade that there was a bigger issue with the bees than farm chemicals or radio frequency transmissions, and that issue was the toxic heavy metals I just mentioned. We now have peer-reviewed study to prove the bees are dying of symptoms of massive aluminum exposure, and they're exhibiting symptoms that resemble Alzheimer's or dementia in a human being. The toxic heavy metals are killing the bees. Why don't we hear more about this in media? Because they don't want to touch this issue. If the bees can't survive, how long will we survive? And in fact, we now know, at least we stated this for almost a decade at GeoGeoWatch.org, the insects as a whole are collapsing, 80 to 90%, as we've measured in Northern California with former Forest Service scientists that we work with. We now have peer-reviewed studies to prove that. Insect Armageddon, 80% collapse in insect populations. How long can we survive if the insects can't survive? Our situation is so far beyond grave, people need to wake up to the fact that we're fighting for our lives at this point. It's not just climate engineering. We've been horrible stewards of the planet. There's no getting around that. But climate engineering being the single greatest assault ever launched by the human race against the web of life.
You know, Dane, I'm broadcasting from my studio at the farmhouse in Missouri. And I've been talking about the weather. I've been talking about it's dry, it's dry, it's dry. We've had to sell. We raise black Angus cows, as many of our class know. Well, we've had to sell a third of our herd because we can't feed them, because we haven't had rain. We're going to have to sell another third in about a week. That's going to leave us with a third. This is what we do. This is how we survive economically. We raise cows. There's not a lot of money in raising cows, but that's what we do. And we don't have, it's so simple, Dane. You know, we were having a discussion around the table, the kitchen table, and our son, who is a degreed farmer, said, it's simple. We can't feed our cows. And if we can't feed them, they'll starve. If we keep them all, they'll all starve. If we sell most of them, the ones that we have, we may be able to have live, you know, comfortable lives. But we cannot farm the way we've been farming for the last 13 years because we don't have the rain. But we do have intense solar radiation, intense here at the farm. And I can measure it, Dane. Our solar system is generating more electricity than we've ever generated before. And we don't have the spraying of the skies that we used to have. You know, it's still kind of a sheen, it's still kind of a hazy, but we don't see the crisscrossing of the chemical aerial sprays. So what I'm saying is I can measure for sure that the sun is stronger here. The garden is wilting. We have to water it multiple times a day. The grass is not growing. The cows are suffering. The ponds have either dried up or are almost dried up. The algae bloom is horrific. It's like the ponds have half of the surface area covered with a thick rug of disgusting, gooey, black or green algae. Is that what you're seeing out toward California?
It's happening all over the globe. In regard to any lack of the visible spraying you're seeing over your particular area, I want to make clear to your listeners that because the U.S. has, again, a military that's bigger than the next 10 militaries combined, it has focused on pacifying its potentially counterbalancing population, a population that could alter this equation if they woke up. The eastern half of the lower 48 has been focused on again and again and again as an engineered cool-down zone. How do we know this? Because we can look at the GISS global departure from normal temperature maps, and the only blue below normal temperature zone you see, and again, a lot of that is even statistical manipulation, but it's the eastern half of the lower 48 for the last several years. The most populated portion of the U.S. is the eastern half. So the visible spraying is at times because of the jet stream loop that's put in the eastern half, and they tend to spray in front of that wind pattern, instead of in the middle of it, you guys may see less visible spraying in your particular area. But at the geoengineeringwatch.org Facebook photo gallery page, you can see photos from all over the world of absolutely shocking, in-your-face grid patterns in the sky every single day. And off the coast, and this is key, for example, off the North American continent, off the West Coast, we see absolutely, again, shocking grid pattern spraying every single day over the entire Eastern Pacific. It is completely blocking the hydrological cycle. It is completely blocking any inflow of moist air, precipitation. They are shutting off the rain to the entire North American West Coast. We can speculate on the agendas behind that. We understand some of those agendas. The West Coast is a climate sacrifice zone, if you will, but it appears also a target now. So what do we have burning? Not only is California completely ablaze, we have Oregon, Washington, and we have, as of last night, Vincent, 476 fires blazing in British Columbia. The planet's in total meltdown, and they are shutting off the hydrological cycle to the entire North American West Coast. This is all-out weather warfare at this point. And as far as the waterways, the drying up, the dying off, the massive algae blooms happening all over the globe. Again, climate engineering destroying the ozone layer. And it's not the sun that's hotter. It's the atmosphere that's decimated. That's the problem. We know climate engineering destroys the ozone layer. We know that. We've worked with a former NASA contract tech in the past. We supplied a very expensive metering equipment. We know we're getting UVC on the surface, not just UVA and UVB, but UVC. That's the last band of UV radiation before X-rays. It's on the surface now, and we are not being told. Everything we are being told, from the actual temperatures that are occurring, which are being radically underreported, to the incredibly lethal UVC spectrum of radiation on the surface, including about a 700-800% increase in UVB, none of this we are being told. We are very far into the curve. We are very close to hitting the wall at full velocity. Aquatic and terrestrial ecosystems, crops collapsing around the globe, fisheries collapsing around the globe. Our reality will not be the same much longer.
Dan, you talked about the chemical spraying in the sky, the crisscrossing. It's visible. Well, I've noticed that if you look at videos that are on, let's say, Netflix movies, you'll see that the camera doesn't tilt up very much anymore. They've tried to avoid showing the sky as much as possible, in my opinion. And every once in a while, the camera will make a mistake. The editor won't catch it. And you will see the chemical sprays across the sky. But I believe even Hollywood is trying to keep this information from us. Do you agree with that? I am. Okay. Dane Wigginton's with us. We'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements. Class, you can tell the tone of my voice is a little different from normal, right? I'm very concerned. I am not kidding. I'm seeing it, and farmers are going to be losing their farms. And you're going to have a tough time eating. Geoengineeringwatch.org.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dane Wigington is with us. Geoengineeringwatch.org. Geoengineeringwatch.org. And he's listed on the instructors tab at USAPrepares.com. Dane has made it available, or made a schedule available, so that he will be joining us on Fridays for about a half an hour, most Fridays. And he's going to be providing updates. So if you're concerned about what you're hearing, as I am, as the Finelli family is, you may want to tune in, especially for those broadcasts. Dane, you mentioned we are horrible stewards of the planet. Now, this is the only planet we have. We can't jump off and say, you know what, let's go to a better place. This is it. Now, why would the world government corporations let this geoengineering spraying happen? So if you look at the plastic islands that are in the oceans, like an island the size of Mexico, of plastic trash. How did that happen? Well, the government corporations are the ones who are doing it. So if you say, you know, why would they let this happen? This can't be true. We are creating islands of plastic in the oceans the size of the country of Mexico. So, yes, they are doing it. So, Dane, can we point and say, okay, here are the culprits. Do we know exactly where to point our finger?
I certainly don't deny the psychotic behavior of those at the top of the power chain. But I have to state this, that they could not do what they do without legions of order followers that are complying. People, I mean, in preservation of their own paychecks or pensions, are all going along with this. We have militaries doing the same, including our own military. And I know we have honorable men and women in the military, Vincent, but at this point they must wake up. Having the correct motive is not enough. It's not enough. They are participating in what amounts to their own demise, the own demise of their family as well. So we have to remember the saying, we have seen the enemy, and he is us. And I'm not absolving those in power at all. Certainly, they deserve to be put on trial and incarcerated forever or whatever the public determines. But they could not do what they do without public compliance. And I'm not just talking about our military. I'm talking about agencies, federal agencies, National Weather Service and NOAA, who are getting all their so-called weather reports from private defense contractor Raytheon. None of them speaking out. And I do want to state to your listeners, I think we may have covered this in the past, but it's imperative to consider there's an illegal federal gag order on all National Weather Service and all NOAA employees. A gag order on the weathermen. We have people and agencies that report public contamination, like the EPA, air quality agencies. None of them are telling the truth about what's coming down in the air column. These agencies, Vincent, are not there to warn the public about the threat. They are there to hide it. And back to, people always ask this, Vincent, why would they, quote, those in power, do this to themselves, climate engineering? The equation is not that simple. Industrialized, militarized society has decimated the planet, and climate engineering is their method of, one, not only using weather as a weapon of war, which they are doing and have done to every single Middle Eastern country that Wesley Clark named 1 week after 9/11 as targets, which is what 9/11 was all about, a new Pearl Harbor to galvanize the American public to support this insanity. But every one of those countries underwent a once-in-1,000-year drought to destabilize them. That's a direct result of geoengineering, climate engineering. That's weather warfare. But they're also trying, and this is important, I mentioned the eastern half of the U.S. being kept cooled down by constant engineered operations, including chemical ice nucleation for weather modification. Vincent, you've seen the radical weather whiplash swings, right? Record warmth to massive hail in a day and cool downs. That's a chemical ice nucleation process that it cools down the moisture and cools down the area. So back to giving a primary reason for climate engineering, it's to mask the severity of damage done to the climate system, to mask the immediacy of the threat we face from an imploding climate system, and this is abrupt climate collapse, until the last possible moment, to pacify the population until the last possible moment, confusing them and dividing them as to the true state of damage to the climate and the true threat we face.
You talked about these violent swings in Colorado just days ago. We had hail the size of softballs.
Correct.
Class, I got to tell you, we had hail the size of marbles when I was in Virginia. And all I wanted to do was go 100 feet from one building on our farm to another. That's all I wanted to do. I had to put on a motorcycle helmet to get from one building to the other because it was just marble-sized hail. Imagine softball-sized hail in Colorado a couple days ago. We'll be right back.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump made it clear during the last NFL season he expected players to stand for the national anthem.
They should stand. You have to stand. It's our national anthem. You have to stand.
Last night, a new preseason began for the NFL, and some players were still protesting, kneeling during the anthem. Before the game against Tampa Bay, Miami Dolphin wide receivers Kenny Stills and Albert Wilson knelt, while teammate Robert Quinn raised his fist. Stills told reporters after the game,
I thought I was going to be by myself out there, and today I had an angel with me, with Albert being out there, and you know I'm grateful that he sees what's happening, and he wants to stand up and do something about it as well.
The death toll up to 8 in the car fire in Redding, California, as a heavy equipment operator died yesterday battling the fire. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you
today?
Got your
take my
when you go
to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Dane Wigington's with us, and David in Illinois will be with you in just a couple seconds. Dane, if a person tries to jump the White House fence in Washington, D.C., he'd probably be attacked, shot, arrested, or killed. If a drone flying over the White House, if a drone were flying over the White House, it would be shot down. An airplane flying an unidentified airplane flying in the United States over restricted airspace would be shot down. None of the climate spraying aircraft that I know of has ever been shot down over the United States. That tells me that it is with the approval of the United States government. Is that a far leap, or do you think that's true?
Well, anybody that would think otherwise is simply not living in reality. These kind of operations absolutely could not go on, not only without the approval of the U.S. Department of Defense, but with the active involvement and coordination. And let's consider, Vincent, that the top U.S. military has stated on the record, I encourage your listeners to investigate everything I state, by the way. I don't want them to believe anything I say. I want them to investigate. Top U.S. military has for many years stated on the record, especially of late, that the climate collapse is the greatest national security threat of all. Why do we think they would ask our permission before intervening in Earth's climate system to try to mask the severity of what's unfolding, not to make it better, but to mask the severity of what's unfolding? We have stated at GeoengineeringWatch.org for 10 years, and I want to stress to your listeners, this is not about Al Gore. Al Gore is a part of the power structure, a hypocrite owning stocks in the very companies he claims to be fighting. It's not about Al Gore. It's about reality. It's about what we have done to the planet and the consequences from doing so, with climate engineering at the top of the list, but not the only issue. But in the last week alone, we stated at GeoengineeringWatch.org, it's not as bad as Al Gore has told us. It's exponentially worse. It is what we have always stated, because that's what the frontline data dictated. In the last week, what headlines do we have from major sources? Here's one. Hot House Future for Humanity scientists behind terrifying climate analysis. Hope they are wrong. From ABC News, Europe battles wildfires amid massive heat waves. We've probably heard that. UK Independent, the apocalyptic tone of heat wave reporting doesn't go far enough, not when the issue is human extinction. I could go on and on and on. Here's the mathematical fact of the matter. On the current course, if we remain on this course, nobody's here in the geologic blink of an eye. And I'm not talking about millennia or centuries. Mathematically speaking, on the current trajectory, no one's here in 10 years. No one. That's how bad it is. We're on track for Venus syndrome. That's barring nuclear cataclysm. If we remain on this course, if we continue to completely derail Earth's life support systems from all forms of human activity that are damaging the energy balance of the planet, but with climate engineering at the top of the list, if we continue on this course, we are done. We've already lost 80 to 90% of Earth's insects. We're losing species at 200 to 300 a day to extinction, plant, animal, and insect. That's 15,000 times the background rate, 1.5% of normal. Mathematically speaking, on the current trajectory, in a decade or less, we're gone. And that doesn't mean that things stay normal till then. I will be personally extremely surprised if we reach the end of this year, if not sooner, without major links in our chain of reality imploding. Store shelves starting to empty out. It's already happening in other countries. We've triggered about 50 feedback loops on the planet. That makes this equation exponential. And these changes are occurring. Anybody who can't see it at this point is got their eyes wide shut.
Dane Wigington, I confirmed what you said. I've noticed store shelves are emptying, and they're being, you know, food is being replaced with trinkets, Chinese trinkets. And I went to Aldi, A-L-D-I, a food store that I patronize in Missouri, and I like them. Well, I confirmed with one of their employees, yes, they are stocking fewer items. The inventory is down, and I'm sure she wasn't supposed to tell me that. I've seen it at Walmart. We've reported. You are absolutely 100% correct. Quick question before Dave joins us in Illinois. Dane, you worked for a very large corporation, a Fortune 100 corporation, I believe, and you've retired. Is this, and I'm sure you did very important work there, is this the most important work of your life? I'm talking about geoengineeringwatch.org.
Without question. I only worked for Bechtel Power. It's the world's largest engineering firm. I only worked for them for a short time in my youth because I did not want to remain in that environment, which I felt was criminally corrupt. It's like Halliburton. So I left at an early age because I did not want to be in that environment. And I've never sacrificed my ability to speak out, as many have done in the military and other places. I've never agreed to that. And as far as what we're doing right now, sounding the alarm on the single greatest threat we collectively face, short of nuclear cataclysm, yes, this is absolutely the most important endeavor in my life. I've spent the last 15 years of my life doing this, something I did not want to do. I'm not politically oriented, not an activist, but bottom line is, how do I face my children, Vincent, and not do what I'm doing? They have no future on this course, none.
You know, Dane, I find so many parallels. The more we talk with each other on air, off air, I find that there's so many parallels in your life, your family's, and my family's that, you know, you're not being paid to do this. I'm not being paid to do this, but we both feel that sounding the alarm is really, really important.
On that note,
David and Dylan,
before we get done, can state when, I just want to make sure we allow this window. Your listeners need to understand they are not helpless, in this equation. They are not helpless. None of us are helpless. And that there are specific ways to effectively and efficiently sound the alarm. I just want to make sure we go over that before we close so that people understand they can help us to change this equation, to change the flavor of it. We're going to hit the wall no matter what, but we can change the flavor of how things unfold. If we do this properly, we are not helpless. We can cover that whenever you want.
Okay, right after David in Illinois, he's been patiently waiting. David?
Yes, I was listening to one of my science shows last week, and they had an article where a bunch of researchers released a new information that was going to add to the global warming problem, but that's to believe it was them that it's actually there. They said there's microbes in the dirt, the soil, and they sit there for thousands of years, and when it gets super hot out, like it's getting now, they release themselves into the atmosphere, and thus, when they do that, then they release more carbon in the air, and now they say that's going to make an even addition to the global warming. But here's my thing. How do we know it was there, and it's not the government spraying that, and then laying in the soil, and then releasing itself when these drastic heat waves come?
Well, the question is valid, certainly.
Okay,
so
Dane's
going to... I'm sorry, Vincent.
Yeah, Dane's going to answer that question. David, thank you very much. We've got to be concise today. Great question. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David. Certainly, governmental agencies often lay blame in places where it doesn't fully belong. For example, we have official agencies like USDA, Forest Service, BLM, blaming the massive tree die-off all over the country, indeed all over the world, on beetles. Beetles are a symptom. They're not the core causal factor. Back to the soils. The bioavailable metals that we know are coming down to precipitation from climate engineering are poisoning root systems, thus killing the trees from the bottom up, the destroyed ozone layer killing the trees from the top down, the disrupted hydrological cycle weakening the trees, the rain cycles being disrupted, rain being cut off. So the beetles are blamed. Same with certain aspects of soil microbes. However, we do know that in the case of methane, for example, the thawing and releasing of methane, there's too much data to back that up. It's certainly happening. And that's, if your listeners is familiar with the Bermuda Triangle scenario, the ship sinking, for how many decades have we known that was occurring? That's methane fields, methane deposits on the seabed that are thawing because the oceans are warming and releasing, migrates through the water column to the surface, then through the air column, the atmosphere. It's covering the planet right now like a layer of glass. Methane is 100 to 120 times more potent than CO2 as a greenhouse gas over a 10-year horizon. In fact, there's enough methane on the planet to turn our planet into Venus many times over. And we believe a large portion of that, and it's not a large portion of the whole. Only one half of 1% of the methane thought to be in regions of the Arctic like the Laptev Sea being released, only one half of 1%, 1/200th of the methane that's believed to be there, is a 400% increase on the total greenhouse gas forcing effect we already have. So bottom line is, again, there's enough methane to turn our planet into Venus, and we are on track for Venus syndrome right now. In the current trajectory, our planet, short of factors that are unforeseen, if we stay on this trajectory, our planet will resemble Venus in the geologic blink of an eye. And people need to understand this. They need to put their iPhones down. They need to quit squabbling over the political everything and understand that the entire political theater, I don't care what side of the fence they're on. I don't care. It's all theater, all of it, designed to distract them from what's really happening around them. We need to let go and disconnect from that political idiocy on every mainstream channel, everyone, CNN, Fox, MSNBC, doesn't matter. We need to disconnect from that, face the horizon, understand the ship is going down by the day. If we don't deal with it, starting with stopping climate engineering, we're done. That's very simple. We're done in the extremely near-term horizon, planetary omnicide, nothing left.
Dane, you know, I did the arithmetic, and I'm sure many in the class have done the same as you said it. You said that no one's here in 10 years. I believe those were the words you used. That's 2028. Is that the right number? Is that what you're saying?
Not far sooner. Now, again, I know that for many people, they will roll their eyes and walk away. I assure you, in the coming weeks and months, they will rethink their unwillingness to examine the severity of what's unfolding. The equation could not be more exponential. People have been trained to think that such geologic changes take millennia. That is not true. We are in uncharted territory, absolutely uncharted territory. The changes occurring right now, at minimum, conservatively, statistically, scientifically, are happening 170 times faster than at any previous point in Earth's distant past, based on paleo data. Any previous extinction, 170 times faster. We are in the sixth great mass extinction right now, not just beginning it, but well into it. And again, what we have stated at geoengineeringwatch.org for nearly a decade now, finally, even in the last weeks, is being admitted to from mainstream sources. Why? Not because they want to tell the truth, but because they can't hide it any longer. That's all.
Dane, we come back. Will you tell us, please, what can we do? We've delineated some of the problems, just the tip of the iceberg. What can we do? How do we do it? And how many of us do we need to get involved to get it done? We'll be right back. Dane Wigington, geoengineeringwatch.org. David in Illinois, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dane Wiggins with us, geoengineeringwatch.org. Dane, very quickly, we're in our last segment. I understand that three-quarters of California is now covered in smoke. California is the third largest state in the United States, following Alaska and Texas, and that the heat of these fires is unlike fires experienced before. I was a volunteer fireman. I've been exposed to fires. I've seen fires. These fires are hotter, and I understand trees are exploding. Is what I said true?
It's completely true. In the case of the forest fires, which are radically fueling the planetary meltdown, we can most directly attribute that not to climate change. Not that climate change isn't happening from many sources, many causes, but we can most directly attribute this to climate engineering. Why? Because of every reason, everything we discussed earlier in this broadcast is cutting off the hydrological cycle. Again, they are cutting off the precipitation to the entire West Coast right now, and they have been for many, many years. They've been reducing that precipitation, and the rains that we get are not the beneficial rains of the past. You get deluges in certain areas. That doesn't saturate the soil, and the atmosphere dries out extremely rapidly afterward. Why? Because these are desiccant particles they're spraying, desiccants. They absorb and accrete all available moisture, so the dryout happens much faster. So climate engineering, cutting off the rain cycle, toxifying the soils with the toxic heavy metals we mentioned earlier, destroying the ozone layer, and these metals are an incendiary, Vincent. It's an incendiary dust. So all the trees, in addition to dying, the foliage is coated with an incendiary dust, which further fuels the volatility of the fires. Bottom line is, we need everyone involved in this effort to wake the masses, to force media, the power structure controlled propaganda sources is what they are, to mask the threats that the public is facing. We need everyone to help us force this issue to the light of day. That involves sharing credible data from a credible source, not some source that posts any sensationalized anything that comes along so they can get YouTube views or views on their site. Credible data. If your listeners go to the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org, they can find our informational tools, and you can share the links for these tools, like our 20-page fact and photo summary booklet, which I think I just sent you some of, and they can share that link from their own home computer for free, the full PDF, the most condensed, hard-hitting summary of this issue of all. They can use those links to print their own materials where they live if they choose, or we make them available on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. The goal, to get these materials into circulation as quickly as possible, passing on credible printed material with shocking photographs, NASA satellite images, copies of documents, federal documents, Senate documents, gag orders, that is exponentially more effective than pointing at the sky and ranting. But we must get this issue to light and to halt and bring climate engineering to a halt as fast as we possibly can. Time is absolutely not on our side. All of us are needed to bring this issue to the light of day if we can do that, if we can wake our military brothers and sisters up, others and agencies to the fact that, and wake their families up to the fact that they are participating in our own certain near-term suicide. That's what it amounts to. We have a chance of stopping these programs from the inside out, Vincent.
So we know that the elite are going underground. We know that. They're exploring other countries. They're going literally going underground into bunkers because they think that it'll buy some time. Is it really going to help them all that much?
Not very long. Again, we are on track for Venus syndrome. Venus is not 900 degrees on the surface of the planet because it's so close to the sun. All things being equal, Venus would be 20 degrees warmer than Earth's baseline temperature, which we are already about 6 to 7 degrees Fahrenheit across that divide. Venus is the temperature it is because it underwent a runaway greenhouse effect, exactly what we are undergoing right now. Abrupt climate collapse, runaway greenhouse effect. The oceans end up in the atmosphere. Atmosphere is 100 times more thick than Earth's. Heat gets in, it can't get out. And that's exactly what's happening on our planet right now. On the current course, no one survives. We must address this issue, Vincent. We must prioritize. And this is the greatest, most immediate threat we face short of nuclear cataclysm.
As I mentioned, that this would be disturbing, and I hope that you take heed. And I request that you share this message, this broadcast, with friends and family. Sit down and discuss it, and then have a plan of action as to how you're going to ring the alarm to get more and more of us involved. Dane Wigington's been doing it for years and years and years. This is his mission in life as he sees it right now. Dane, I understand that you're going to be back with us with updates on Fridays. Thank you so much.
I'm going to do my very best. You know, the unraveling is happening so quickly right now that we can't keep up.
Determine your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
Technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.